and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling your softy to a successful you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
Happy days and welcome to UK Health Radio. And yes, it is a boom. You may have thought you'd come on the wrong show then, because I hesitated with my boom, boom, shoo-ba, dappa, 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 boom. Boom! Intro! But you know what? I just thought I'd throw it out there and do something else. Only for a few seconds because I had cold turkey, man. Absolutely, and welcome you with Paul Rees and my sidekick wife and everything is here with us today. Debs to her friends. Deborah to those who don't know her. And Debbie to those who just don't resonate with her. But we are in, we're up and running, and you have a show for you today on, yes, UK Health Radio. Well, all the UK-ness goes on with health, wealth and happiness. That's what we're about here today, and we are rocking and rolling. I am on my desktop mic, so I'm hoping it'll be fantastic-a-dozio for you when you're listening to me. There is a word, isn't it? Fantastic-a-dozio.
No, it's not a word. Fan Dabby Dozy from the Flintstones.
Yeah, that's you English people. That's Welsh people say fantastic-a-dozio.
Oh, you even said it wrong.
But we're in and we're up and running, and welcome to the show. And you know what? What kind of week has it been? Well, what was it? How has it been for you this week? Ask yourself. Ask yourself, has it been a week of favourite, brilliance, kind of resonating, enjoyment, or have you been mastering somebody else's problems, which most people tend to do? But I have been mantering my face off every morning. Yes, I am every day in every way I'm more successful in life has been one of my biggest quotes to myself a million times over before I step foot out of bed. And generally, you know, all coming well though, all doing good. I just want to share this with you. I am getting my life story business up and running again. It's going. Watch out for this. My out there live TV business is booming. And I am concentrating on life stories this year, as well as, of course, the business coaching. But you know what? A change is as good as the rest, they say, for sure, depending on what you're changing into, though. Give that some thought. Depending on what you're changing into. And I'm one who likes to change a lot. I have clothes for every kind of event, you know what I mean? DIY clothes, birthday clothes, Christmas clothes, outdoor clothes, indoor clothes, bed clothes, summer clothes, spring clothes, winter clothes, autumn clothes. I mean,
just go into the shop clothes.
Just go into the shop, yes. Chore clothes, we call them, or errand clothes.
Oh, errand clothes.
I mean, so, it's weird, but I have to change for everything.
I know, you do, love.
Isn't that odd?
We are 20 years in and you won't do a different exercise in your day that doesn't require different clothes.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I ordered bamboo underwear. Bamboo underwear.
How comfortable can that be?
Well, apparently, you know, listen, I have bamboo walking trousers, hiking trousers, so, and they're like absolutely mint. You can't feel them. So I saw an ad, what is it, buy five and get five free, because they say cotton is rotten. You know, the army say that. So I got some bamboo underwear coming for my hiking days.
When they stick in different places.
No, they will be totally free, like what, like a kind of silk almost.
Oh, and also we got some new man leggings I saw yesterday. They're quite silky, Paul Rees.
they are called base layer man leggings for when I'm sleeping in my sleeping bag when I'm out and about in the country. It got cold one time, do you know what I mean? But hey,
I tell you, if something happened to you, Vinted would do really well. I would be minted by Vinted.
You swear I'm a shopaholic. I am not.
No, you are.
I shop for purpose.
Yes, but everything's got a purpose, and you can purpose into a purpose into a purpose into a purpose. And that's what happens.
I tell all listeners, forget about it. Let's just get on with the show, because she's cornering me here. And why do you tend to do that, you know?
Corner you or truth telling?
But we have, I mean, we do have a bit of a show mapped out, because you've taken lots of notes today, which is not like you, because you've prepped.
I did.
You've prepped for the show.
I did prepping.
So which tells me, listeners, it's going to be a bit of a deep dive today.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, start us off with something, then, Deb. Where are we going?
Okay, so what I did write down was, and I know that a lot of people might know this, but for those of you that don't, all illness is an emotion first.
Wow. And, you know, touching on that, Johan, the station owner, has released his book.
And I can't wait to read that.
Oh, man, it's going to be something special. It is, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna give that a shout-out later on in the show and all those, and how you can pre-order it. But, hey, so, and it's called Reversing Cancer.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so all illnesses come from emotions first. That's a big one, Deb.
Well, it is, because it's negative energy. I mean, I know that you can have illness from the foods you eat, but the foods you eat are basically based on emotion as well.
The foods you eat are based on emotions. So emotional eating.
It's emotional eating. I mean, it's habitual, but it's also emotional. Because a lot of people that, you know, I'm not a dietitian by any stretch of the imagination. But what I do know is obviously what you put in your body, and obviously about Johan's book as well, what you put in your body makes all the difference to your health. But why then put things that are bad inside you in the first place? And I think that there's a lot of emotion going into what we eat.
Now, I want to be careful here, because we are not a dietitian.
Absolutely, I just said,
you know,
that.
Show.
Yeah.
But let's link this then into...
But I wanted to say that all illness is an emotion first, no matter... You know, even if diet is taking into account, that's what I'm saying, basically,
okay.
On a broad scale, because I am nowhere near knowledgeable on all of that.
Now, I'm a big believer in we are what we think and we are what we eat. So this is basically where we go in today.
Well, it's the same thing that I'm saying,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are we saying then that depending on how well you look after yourself will depend on possibly the success of life, the success of business, the success of yourself?
Well, the success of your health. You know, so what we put in our body food-wise is what we're putting in our body, but what we're putting in our body through energy is through our thoughts and emotions.
Okay.
Because that's living in our body as well. So if you imagine, you know, and this can be just life in life, or it can be, you know, or it can be in your business, you know. So I've written down here that you have stress, fear, anger and resentment, sadness, and toxic shame. Now, everybody knows from, I don't know, I think it was the 80s, you know, when all these kind of executives were out and about and the yuppies were around and all of that, you know, that a career like that or a business can cause so much stress that it can cause, you know, heart problems.
Mm-hmm.
Blood pressure, circulation, all of that kind of thing. So that's you being stressed, because what happens is when we are in a stress state or we're in a fear state or even an anger state, our body, again, not a doctor, but floods with cortisol. And cortisol is not good for your body. It's good in a fight or flight situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it's meant to be. But when we're in stress and we're in fear and anger, then it floods constantly.
Wow.
And that's not good for us.
I mean, that's quite a big statement. And what I mean by that is that basically stress, fear, anger, resentment are invisible emotions that we can easily cover up and camouflage, especially in a business environment.
Oh, yeah.
Because when we think about stress, fear, anger and resentment, a lot of that comes from what is disappointment.
Yeah.
When we think about disappointment as a business person or disappointment in life, it just, I mean,
right.
We're going to put it, you know,
it can
round
go to
this
both.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we think about the word disappointment, that is the stage that presents stress, fear, anger, and resentment. But like a kind of make believe, I don't know, acting almost like acting or an actor, they can act out and hide those emotions.
Yeah, but let's say this also, that so many people have got low level stress, fear, anger, sadness, shame, that they're so used to it, they don't actually know that they're experiencing it. They're just too used to it.
So we become hardened with what is emotionally making us unwell anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, when we think about that, the majority of those, let's, on these four emotions that I presented you, which is stress, fear, anger, and resentment, they come from our childhood anyway.
Yeah, because if you are in a stress situation, that will come from, you know, because we unknowingly, subconsciously put ourselves in such stressful situations. We think it's the outside world, but it's not. We're putting ourselves in there through our vibration, frequency, and energy. So we...
Is that a recycled of vibration, frequency, and energy from a memory? So are we recycling those emotions due to a loyalty of being disappointed or feeling disappointed or being in a disappointed environment?
Yeah, it's not just disappointment. I mean, there's so many other things that we can say with it. But yes, ultimately, you know, there is disappointment in all of it, I would say, running through it. But now I've lost my trail of thought.
Well, because I jumped in.
Because you jumped in. But yeah, so... Yeah, it's gone.
Well, let me pick up, because here's the thing, listeners. My Deb has come in today and she's been unwell for the last 3 weeks. And thank you for coming on the show today, Deb, because you're certainly not firing on all cylinders because you've been really unwell these last couple of days. And it's been hard on you, you know. But you did want to come and talk in, you know, bring into the show these emotions that I'm very much, I'm going to say, camouflaged by the average person, especially in business. Yes. Is camouflaged in business.
Well, people in the business world are not going to go into a networking and say, actually, I'm really stressed, I'm so fearful this isn't going to work, I'm angry about the disappointments that have happened, you know, I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm just sad about where I am and I'm feeling a bit shamed by all of it. People aren't saying
Wouldn't that,
that
be a great networking event, though?
Wouldn't it?
I mean, it would be like going to, instead of AA, you'd be going to BA, Business Anonymous.
Yeah.
And we'd all sit there going, okay, here we go.
Let's get the masks off and talk, really.
Yeah. I mean, I've said this before, you know, about, you know, LinkedIn being the predominant business platform right now, but there are some beautiful platforms coming in behind. And, you know, there is a lot of showcasing on there.
But the people are going to showcase because they think that's the way, you know, people don't want to hear about everybody else's stress and fear and anger because they're probably going through the same things themselves. But if it was, you know, announced that, okay, there's a network in for truth telling.
Oh, wow.
You know, then everybody who wants to go on that can go on that and everybody's in the same but different boats. They're in the same sea but in different boats, you know, then I think a lot can be healed and happen from that.
That is, I love that, networking for truth telling. I might just put that out there.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine that?
Yeah, I mean, people have to be brave to do it because, you know, if you are advertising yourself out there for somebody to come to you for some sort of product or service, then you can't look to be not firing on all cylinders, to use your analogy. You know, you can't look to be doing that because people are like, I'm not going to him, I'm not going to work, look at the state of it, you know. So you know, bless people, they're not able to do that in the business world, but if they had a safe space for it, I think it could do a lot of good.
Well, I'm gonna stick this out there, you know, I'm gonna say that the industry that carries the individual that camouflages the poor success in business the most is going to be the business coach industry.
I should imagine so. Yeah. Well, because it's flooded. It's, you know, if you're a business coach, sorry to say, Paul, but, you know, you've got to absolutely stand out. Otherwise, you're just going to drown in the sea of a million others. I mean, it's a difficult, difficult business to be in.
But also, you have to present your success, whether you have it or not. You've got to present that out there. Then you're in a karmic state.
Yes, but then I don't know that. But yeah, if you're presenting that you're successful and you're doing extremely well and I can get you to be the same, you know, then it's a lie, isn't it? But, you know, I think people, again, we've got to be transparent. We've got to get real about things. You've said this many times. A football coach, you know, can be £300 as long as he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing, you know, it's like, so you have a, and I'm just going to pick this up because I love that you've touched on this. You don't have to be the shape of a human being to make somebody successful in the shape that you are coaching them in And you don't have to be successful within that. So we could say that, you know, what if we saw a business coach on LinkedIn, listeners, that put himself out and said, you know, hi, out goes his marketing, which says, I'm a business coach, but I'm very unsuccessful at running my own business, but I know how to make you successful. Then the question would be, would I go to him? Why would I go to a business coach who can't make his own business successful? But then you look at Usain Bolt and his coach. I mean, he was a considerably big guy, a considerably big guy with quite a toby on him. So I can't imagine he was running 100 meters, but you know what? He knows how to make someone run fast. Is this what we're missing? Are we missing the actual truth, the clarity in the place of, you know, present yourself out there being good at something, but that doesn't mean that you're good at it. But you're good in coaching it. You're good in presenting it. You're good in revealing the layers that can make that subject matter, that business matter to your client successful in that chosen arena that they've chosen to be in. And I think this is a bit that is missing. And Deb, you touched on that really well, which was, you know, networking for truth telling, you know, or marketing with the truth. And a marketing with the truth is, you know, as a business coach myself, have I been inundated with clients these last 4 years? Absolutely not. I've not been inundated with clients. Have I had to adjust, bend, twist in every way I can to reassure that, you know, I'm getting those clients in? Yes, I have. And I'm going to say for the most, one thing I am strict on is my cost, my invoice. You know, I am. And if I was to bend and twist my invoice for every client, then I'm incurring karma, and effectively, because it's unfair to give discount to one client and then charge full for the next client. I don't see the fairness in that, and I think that's a karmic, you know, a negative karma on your business. But what I do believe is that, yeah, there may be a client that requires a little more time that you can put in there. You can add more value into the invoice in the time that you give. Or you could extend that invoice in the time, in a sense of extend the amount of time you work with them, which brings more value. But the invoice cost is the same from one client to another. That's something that I'm pretty strict on. But I've had to really barter and, you know, to get my clients on board, to the point where I'm saying to myself, I don't know if the coaching industry is for me anymore. I love it. It's been 10 years of my life, listeners. But here's the thing, if I am to sustain myself within this industry, I do know I have to make some serious changes, or I have to put a considerable amount more of time in delivery and in time in basically servicing my business. You know, do I want to do that at 56 years of age? Absolutely not. My next 25 years is about having more time in my life rather than less time in my life. So there's lots of things I feel are changing in the coaching industry or any kind of service industry. There's a lot happening there. And I feel that, you know, what's going with, and I want to just curveball this also. You know, AI is frantically saturating people's approach to marketing. And what I'm seeing is that a lot of what you're reading now on LinkedIn from professional people selling professional products, services, you know, that wording isn't there. Yes. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, I have a very good friend, Anna Rooney, and we're doing a lot with AI, and I'm a big fan of it, you know, within reason for myself. But I will say that, you know, I feel there's a lot of falseness now.
Well, do you think that with the AI, it's, you know, that it can put together a business for you that you are unable to deliver? Is that where you are?
Well, I'm going to say that there's going to be a chunk of that.
Right, there's going to be some of that.
Yeah. I believe the philosophies that has been used, the wording that's been used within AI, is elevated above that of what that person, those people, that business can deliver.
Yeah.
And there'll be a disappointment in the listening ear of that client from what they read, website, article, marketing promotion, to that person delivering that philosophy to them throughout their work in delivering a service to our client.
And that can happen. But also, I think with AI, you know, ChatGPT, all of those, when you ask it a question, you know, and it brings all this lovely stuff up for you, then it can educate you at the same time. And sometimes people can't express what they know very well. So now, even though they know it, they can't express it very well.
And I agree with that. I love the fact where you said that it can educate you, and that is a vital part of what AI can do.
Yeah.
But if you were just using it so you don't it, not to failing to educate yourself, then there is that gap. Yeah. Of I'm going to say an over accentuated invoice for a service that's not quite there. And we're going to jump on, listeners, to our first commercial, and we're going to be back in about 2 minutes, and we will see you on the other side. Happy days. Looking forward to it.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome back. Yes, you with myself on... let me start that again. Happy days. You with myself on... do you know what? I am fumbling with my words today and I have no idea why. But yes, you're on UK Health Radio with myself, Paul Rees. And of course, my wonderful wife, partner and everything else, Debs, is with us. And we've been deep diving into all kinds of stuff. But I want to lighten it up a little, guys. You know what I mean? Because sometimes it's really heavy on the listening ear when we deep dive and keep going that for 52 minutes, although myself and Deb are pretty much used to that on a day-to-day basis. But it takes a bit of stamina to be able to listen that intensely for that amount of time. That's not saying that you cannot. I'm just saying that sometimes it's better to be a little bit light on things. But I tell you what I am doing is, and this might sound odd, I'm going to learn to read again. Now, here's the thing is that I can read, but I can't read like you read, Deb. Now, you can read for like 2 or 3 hours. Maybe even longer. Now, I can't do that, but I know that I've got to read. What happens is when I read, after about 4 or 5 lines, I got to kind of go back and read a little again. Then a page, 2 pages in, I find my eyes are dropping on me. I can't even keep awake, do you know what I mean?
And is that like any time of the day? So say like when you get up at 5, because you're always up around 5, would you start dropping then? Yeah, you would.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what it is,
it's
but
like a little sedative.
Yeah, it is. Now I can, you know, I can listen to audio, and I can do that, but I want to start reading a book. You know,
yeah,
I want to
different.
Be able. It is. Yeah, it is. And I watch you every night read something, and I think, oh God, I have to start opening myself up to that discipline of. And I've rebooted my Kindle. Well, actually, I rebooted your Kindle. Then I found my Kindle in a pile of books.
Oh, you did? That says it all.
Yeah, but it was scrappy, booky paper things. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm listeners. I'm going to think, okay, I'm going to go for this. I'm going to and you know when I rebooted the Kindle and downloaded my account, it was just full of business books, you know, leadership books and things like that. And I'm like, when I look, I think, oh, there must be more to life as a business person than having to, you know, keep reading sort of leadership and mindset books and things like that. So I am, listeners, looking for something a little bit more kind of, now I don't enjoy a story tell, but I enjoy an autobiography maybe.
Right. You know? Because what I do is I mix it up, right? So I have, I think it's about 5 books that I read every year. Every year I read these 5 books. Most of them are Jane Austen.
Okay.
But yeah, so what sort of books would interest
when
you?
I think when I think about books, listeners, I need something that kind of, I don't know, kind of wakes me up inside a little, I guess. After these last couple of months, I feel I've gone a bit stalemate. And yeah, any suggestions, you know, throw them out to me. Absolutely. And also, by the way, let me throw my website out there to you guys, because if you really, if you want to sort of jump in and have some time with me and really get to analyze your business and on a legacy level, because this is where I come from, I'm a legacy business designer, go to paulreese.business. www.paulreese.business. jump on there and you can find me. You can also find me on Facebook, which is Legacy Business Designer, and also you can find me on LinkedIn, TikTok and Instagram. You find Paul Reese on there, but I'm on there as the radio and TV presenter, and I'll get all those details out with the show there so you can catch up with me. And really, really looking to present into, you know, into the airwaves now, in a sense of getting those life stories back out there on that part of the business. But I want to just move on a little. I want us to think about, okay, so we wake up every morning. And we wake up, you know, what is it that we are looking for in our day? Now, this sounds so generic in many ways, and a lot of ways to think, well, really? Does he just ask me that? And the reason why is because sometimes we forget the simplicity, we forget to be simple and easy thinking. And we always feel we got to, one, avoid the negativity of other people around us. And I agree, you know, we don't get attached to it, but it is a frame of life. There are a lot of people that are caught up in the lesser thinking of the good things that they could have in life. And that's not something that they do consciously. It's generally unconsciously they're doing that because of events in their life. So when you get up, you think, okay, well, am I inching forward from yesterday's events, yesterday's achievements, or yesterday's disappointments? How am I inching forward from there? Now, I'm going to shout out someone new, which is Donna Martin. You'll find Donna Martin, The Good Life, on LinkedIn. She's amazing at really focusing on how you think out of your think, at the earliest part of your thought in the day, which is, of course, the first conscious thoughts that you put into your mind before you get out of bed, or at that given point of the day, I should say. Now, what are your conscious thoughts? What are you giving to yourself before you set foot into that day? And what are you giving yourself in a sense of framing your day in front of you? And this is so important, to frame your day. And now sometimes we can get caught up in the momentum of what we feel is basically, it's all, you know, when we have that understanding of it's flowing, it's going great and all these things, these are the very times that you want to be framing your day in front of you. Because what happens is it would have taken, you know, many months of the right thinking, the right mindset, the right conscious thoughts to get you to that place where you are right now, which is, wow, Paul, it's flowing for me. It's going great. I'm really enjoying life where it is. Or it could be the complete opposite of, wow, it is just not flowing for me. And again, the thought you're having right now took many months or weeks, intense weeks of thinking, doing, negatively or positively, depending on where you are in your life right now, to be at the state of where it is. Now, when I say state doesn't have to be a negative. It can be a state of positive too, is where we are. So it's really thinking about, okay, when I get up, let me think about, first of all, how resonating is my life to me, in a sense of, you may say business, relationship, personal part of your life. But let's start with business first, if we can, because the business is an outcome. So if you look at where your state of business is, that's the state of where you are in your personal life. Because your personal life is dictating your business. Your business isn't dictated by your actions. It's dictated by the emotions that create the actions. So you might think, okay, I have no clients. So if you have no clients, it means what you're struggling with is to present yourself as a sale, is to present yourself as a value, as a financial value into a business market. Now, if you're struggling to present yourself as a financial value, there's another layer there, which is I never asked for money. I was never given money. I was never allowed money within my childhood. So when we think about that layer, it's like, how is that presenting out then in how you are invoicing yourself into, again, the business market? So effectively, if you are at the point where you've got no clients, well, again, one, failing to sell yourself, or the flip side of that is that I am not good enough for people to want to purchase me. I'm not good enough to have people around me who want to pay for me. That's the other part. So you've got to look at that again, is layering that comes from the earlier part of your life. So it's important to really recognize and not disguise yourself out of the reality of the detailed measure of where you are within your business. So I made a conscious decision this week to dilute. When I say dilute, to change the measure of my business, where I'll be 80% working on life stories and 20% working on coaching, where 6 months ago, it was the other way around. Why have I made that conscious decision? Because my measure of the market, or the direction the market is going in the business coaching world, isn't resonating with me. It isn't resonating to what I want to get fit from myself, not what I want to get from it from the market. What I wish to get fit from myself personally in my personal life, I don't feel the market is able to provide that for me any longer. That doesn't mean that it's not a good market. It's just you have to be real about it.
But also, we spoke about, what you would get out of doing the life stories versus what you would get out of, you know, doing the business coaching all the time. Because you're going to be doing both. But you know, what with the life stories, what do you get out of, what will you experience, not get out of, but what will you experience within you that is more in alignment with you when you're doing the life stories?
That's something I'm really asked myself enough of. Now, here's the thing. I love business coaching. I love doing the life stories.
Yeah.
The life stories are kind of similar. What we're looking, because remember, I don't go into a business and I'm not going in there to measure the financial, the sales. When I go into a business, it's about building a legacy business. So it's really working in depth with the business owner, the teams, in order to take them to what is a legacy level. So life story is all about legacy. So the word legacy really resonates with me. But the great thing about the life story is that it's purely designed about bringing a legacy story, a recyclable legacy story that will remain within the legacy of the family forever.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to you the other day about, you know, would I like to know all about my great grandmother's life? Yeah, I would. Would I like to know, would I like to have it on record? And, you know, this is not a plug. This is just talking about the, you know, the difference in the businesses and what we get out of it. Would I like to know, you know, would I like to have a video of my grandfather, you know, because he was a desert rat, he was in the war and all of that kind of thing. Would I like to be able to just put that on and watch his life story? You bet you, you know, I would. And I just feel it's more personal. I mean, I've got more of a love for that, obviously, than the business coaching that you do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just saying that. I think, like you're saying, it's whatever. What are you experiencing out of your business?
That's the thing.
That's the bit, isn't it?
Yeah. I wasn't actually getting much out of my business for myself personally. I love business coaching, but I felt that the balance had been lost, and that's why I'm saying, listeners, don't be afraid to shift, don't be afraid to move on. You know, don't stay in what is the hardness and harshness of what has been created in the struggles, if you're in that place, and that goes back to stress, fear, anger, resentment, yeah. you keep yourself in the place because you become hardened to those emotions, and it's, you know, it becomes something that's all you know. But when actually fracturing it and creating a conflict where you are divorcing those emotions and saying, okay, you know what? Nobody says I have to stay in this business. Nobody says I have to be this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, but it becomes a lot of people's identity. When you're like a sole business owner or whatever it is, yeah. It becomes your identity, doesn't it?
Oh, that's been the hardest shift for me.
Yeah.
Is I've spent, you know, near enough 10, 15 years presenting myself as a business coach to basically the LinkedIn platform from as early as I can remember, because I've been on LinkedIn from the very early days, you know, when there wasn't many people on there. So I've grown with that platform as the business coach. And now, you know, I've got to look at, well, how do I now sort of rebrand myself? And that's the thing, listeners, you know, when you think about rebranding yourself, you think that you were restarting, and actually you're not. You're stepping up.
But are you also going more inward, like to realign yourself with yourself?
I'm going to say yes.
Within the business,
yeah.
Within
yeah.
whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah.
Because if you're feeling any of those things where it's, you know, you're just stressed all the time, doesn't feel like it fits you,
mm-hmm.
but it's your identity, it's what people out there know you as.
Mm-hmm.
And what comes into that is it's almost as if there's this subconscious element where, you know, a back thought that if I pivot and change even a little bit, people are going to think that I've failed.
Yes.
So now I'm a failure and that's why I'm changing. When it doesn't have to be that, it can be that you've grown and that's why you're changing.
I love that, Deb. That's answered so much for me, because I do feel that I've grown from what is, you know, the shape of what the business coaching industry is. I feel I've kind of moved from that.
But then if you do move from that because you felt that inside, there's this part of, you know, that's at the back going, well, people are just going to think, well, he failed at that. Now he's starting something different,
mm-hmm.
you know, because he didn't get it right or, you know, and people are so judgmental. But at the end of the day, I would say stick to you and do your life and what makes you happy, you know, and sometimes dropping something or pivot into something different and, you know, reshaping your business can be out of a growth, like I've said, and nothing to do with failure.
Yeah. And I love that shape, Deb, because think about that, listeners, you know, you're in a place of life, and this can be any place, whether it's marriage, relationship, business, you know, career. You're in there and you're feeling that you are just going with the flow of what that business is, and you know, you get semi-excited, or you have little kind of flashes of excitement, which is kind of where I've been for the last 4 months. And, you know, and then you want to really look at, okay, does this still resonate with me? And what you said there, Deb, which is, it's okay to pivot. That doesn't mean you've failed. Just means you've pivoted because you've taken the greater inner growth to another place where it can become more aligned to.
Well, exactly. It's like, I don't know, and I'm, you know, I'm just picking something out of the air, but it's like somebody who has trained as a GP, now they're a GP, but they think to themselves, actually, do you know what? I'd like to be specialised in surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And then they train again and go into surgery. Doesn't mean they failed as a GP, does it?
No.
You know, so, but it's just with social media and without going on and telling everybody 1,000 times, I haven't failed at anything. I've grown and I'm moving. How do you know, how do you do that?
Yeah.
But I guess what you do is you don't care what people think.
And that's a big one. That's something we're going to come back into after the commercial, listeners, which, how do we not care what people think? Let's come back in 2 minutes and dive into that. Deep Dive with Debs.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome back. You're with Paul Rees on UK Health Radio. And you've been deep diving with myself and Deb for the last, what is about 40 minutes or so. If you're just joining us, please go back to the beginning. There's loads of insights, realizations and lovely golden nuggets for yourself to really think about, digest and all those beautiful things from the mind, heart and soul of Debs. And me hanging on the tailwind there, just trying to keep up with the conversation. And we wanted to just jump back into, first of all, please reach out to myself. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram. If you look out for Paul, which is TV radio presenter, and also on LinkedIn, you'll find me as Legacy Business Designer. My website is paulrees.business, and I'll be happy to have a conversation with you over Zoom any given time. In the meantime, though, I want to talk about not caring what other people think. Now, this is the big thing again in business. Actually, I'm going to say that it's a less thing in business, but it's wider. And what I mean by that is people are keyboard warriors.
Yeah. And yeah. If you're a keyboard warrior, there's something in you that's been triggered.
Yeah, I hear you. Absolutely. But people are, you know, they hide behind keyboards. And I don't want to be negative here. And that's something I'm not wanting to be. But we're coming back to, you know, when we think about not caring what people think, but yet at the same time we overdo our presence on social media. We overdo our presence. We are always, you know, you like, you love, you put hearts there, you put all these things out, you know, to what people are talking about. And you know, my thought is, does it have any meaning to half the people? It's like when you put on the end of an email who said, you know, many thanks, or you'll put whatever it may be. But I think a lot of gestures are said without any emotion behind it now.
Yes, I think you can do a crying laughing emoji where you're not crying laughing. For sure, I think there's a lot of that. But I think that, you know, as far as, you know, worrying about what people, you know, think of you, I think we've always had it as human beings because we want to be, you know, we want to belong and we want to fit in and we want to be accepted. But we're just doing that on a grander scale now with social media. But I always go to the bigger picture, Paul. I always go to the bigger picture with a lot of things, because the bigger picture here is that when you are 85 and you're sat in your chair and you look back on your life, are you going to be worried about what people thought of you? Or are you going to be thinking, brilliant, I did everything I wanted to do, or I'm regretting everything because I cared too much about what people thought?
Well, that's a big one.
Well, it's the truth though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the absolute truth. You know, I should have done that other business, but I didn't. And maybe you won't even remember that you were worried about what people thought. Maybe you just think, why didn't I do that? There's loads of times I can now, I'm 53, I can look back in my life and go, why didn't I do that? Well, it was all to do with what I thought about myself and my worth. But also, you know, and that's what it comes down to, your worth. Because if you've got value in yourself and you've got worth in yourself, then you don't care what people think of you. If you know that you're a nice person and you do your best, why should what other people think of you matter at all? Mm-hmm. It's what you think of you that matters.
I think as you become wiser in life, I don't like the word use aging, because I think aging is a crazy word. But as you become wiser, I do feel that I care a lot less, listeners. Yeah. And I do, listeners, when you think about it, I care darn sight less than what I used to 30 years ago.
Me too.
As to what people think of me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, that's a, quite a healthy place to be.
But again, it's what you think of you. It's like me, let's be totally honest, you know, I've been avoiding doing videos because, you know, of my feelings about myself, about the way I look. And it's not about what other people will think. It's about what I'm going to think of me looking at me on a video.
Wow.
That's what it is. That's coming from me. And it's something I've gotten over, getting over, you know. But it wasn't about anybody else. So, you know, I think if you know that you're all right and you value yourself and you've got worth, the more you have that, the less you care about what people think.
Do you think, though, that we can almost become selfish with that?
No, because that's what I'm saying. If you know you're a good person, if you know that you're not selfish, if you know that you're not trying to harm anybody, you know, either emotionally, mentally or physically, if you know that you're always coming from a good place, then how is that selfish?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's another question. If you know, but you'll only know if you've done the work on yourself to know that you're coming from a good place. That's a whole other can of worms.
It is a whole other can of worms, but it's the bottom layer of the can of worms, you see. And if you don't, you know, do it, you'll only clear out half the worms. Right? So, you know, you've got to get to the root of everything. You know, I was explaining this to my sister the other day. You know, you've got a weed. And you keep chopping that weed down, it keeps growing, it keeps growing. The only way it's not going to grow anymore is to take the root out.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what it has? It's been one of those deep dive shows. And here's what we're getting from this, listeners, is that, first of all, when you get up in the morning, think about the measure of yourself.
It's all about you.
Yeah. Think about the cause and effect of what you're putting in front of you in your day to avoid you from measuring, looking deeper into what is the truth of what's going to make you happy and successful in your own life and not make other people happy and successful.
And what is your measure of happiness and what is your measure of success? Get to know that too. Like, what is success to you? And it doesn't have, you know, it can be the overall blanket of your life. What does that success actually look like? Because a lot of people just think of success and it's become a word and it hasn't got any depth behind it anymore.
No. I think a lot of people see success as money, but that isn't success.
No.
Success is freedom.
It's freedom.
Yeah.
It is, but also it's a freedom to be yourself.
Yes. Then you have to have the right people around you to have that freedom to be yourself.
No, it comes from inside first. So anything external is happening because of what's going on internally. So if you are internally happy, just for no reason, you're going to get more things in your life to be happy about. And that's how it works, because it's all energy.
That's super cool. I remember I was camping last weekend with my sister, and Linda was saying, Paul, she said, you got to visualize happiness in your belly. She said, visualize happiness in your tummy, because everything starts from that place first.
She's exactly right. Well done, Linda. You know, you have to have that. You have to have happiness. What you're being is what you're going to get. So if you're being happiness, you'll get happiness. If you're being excited, you'll get more things to be excited about. What you're being is what you'll get.
Yeah. Wow, it's been great. I mean, listeners, you know, you've been with Deb with this show. Deb is Desert Fresh Freedom. You can connect with her on Facebook. I am building her a website. Yes, it's going to happen. I'm also getting my website together for my life documentaries. So that will be coming out next week, and I'll be presenting that on the show for you to get hold of me to do your life documentary, your life story. It's an amazing opportunity on film, 6 episodes for a full series. That's coming in the next week or two with myself. And also...
That's legacy, because that's going to your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Now that's legacy.
Yeah, it is amazing. And a last shout out is, of course, myself and Deb are going to be starting our YouTube channel 24/7. That's going to be coming in the next couple of weeks. I have to get our businesses in order first to give the time to that. It's going to be super cool.
And also check out Johan's book.
Yes, Johan's book, absolutely reversing cancer. It's absolutely amazing. Listeners, we've run out of time. Until this time next week, I'm going to say boom. Bye for now. Emotions are your friend.